Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for December 8th through December 15th and beyond.
One of the main astrological patterns for the next several months is the opposition of Mars and Uranus. Having the planet of violence, Mars, in a direct relationship with the planet of sudden, unexpected events, Uranus, is, of course, cause for concern. Mars is in Virgo, and Uranus is on the opposite side of the zodiac in Pisces. Mars is by far the faster-moving planet, so it is the movement of Mars that we want to keep track of. Slow-moving Uranus is hanging out at 14 degrees in Pisces, and is retrograde, therefore barely moving. By the end of this week, Mars will advance to 10 degrees Virgo, putting it to within 4 degrees of exact opposition. As we might expect, the energy generated by this pattern intensifies as the opposition gets more exact.
Any other planet that moves into the picture will add to the Mars-Uranus energy pattern. On Tuesday, December 10th, the Moon enters Pisces, and on Wednesday, December 11th, the Moon will be exactly conjunct Uranus at 14 degrees Pisces. Pisces is a water sign, so we can expect events that combine water with violence, such as last week's severe storms in both the central USA and the British Isles.
Another angle on this is how the Mars-Uranus opposition plays out in politics in the USA chart. Mars in Virgo puts the planet of action and attack in the 10th house of the USA. The 10th house is the house of power, the ruler, and the ruling party, i.e. Obama and the Democrats. That makes the fourth house, where Uranus is transiting, the house of the opposition, in other words, the Republicans. Mars is energizing the Dems, whereas Uranus is spreading its rebellious energy amongst the Republicans. So far, this is manifesting as the apparent growing success of the Affordable Care Act, which is encouraging the Democrats to do more, whereas the failure of their attempts to stop Obamacare is setting the Republicans against each other.
Well, another ongoing pattern that we want to keep our eye on is the Venus-Saturn-Parivatna Yoga. These two planets are in each other's signs. Venus is the planet of finance as well as pleasure, and therefore signifies gift-giving. Saturn is the reality check planet. This Venus-Saturn combination is especially significant in light of the holiday shopping season, a time of year much relied upon to boost the health of the economy, specifically in the retail sector. So our prognosis is that the holiday buying season will not be as robust as the economists are hoping. This is because Saturn, the planet of caution and doubt, is trading its energy with Venus, the planet of finances. The American public still has doubts about their own prosperity, therefore they will be a bit more cautious about parting with their money.
In the past week, there have been plenty of examples of the third notable planetary pattern we've been following, the Parivatna Yoga between Mars and Mercury. They are in each other's signs, Scorpio and Virgo. Since Mercury is the planet of media reports, and Scorpio is the sign of investigation, this position, all by itself, encourages digging up the dirt in various areas. Now add in the energy of results-oriented Mars, working through the talents of Virgo, the sign of details and analysis, and we can easily imagine outcomes, such as the revelations of the NSA cell phone data collection. This combination continues until Mercury moves out of Scorpio, which will be on December 20th.
We shall see how it all works out, but now it's time to move on to segment 3 of our show.